Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Anime Zone. I'm the host of the podcast, Daya. Today we're going to talk about La Cuerda de Oro, which translates the golden string. Okay, what I'm going to do is talk about the characters, how many episodes the anime holds, the opening and closing themes, and of course, what the anime is about. Okay, here we go. La Cuerda de Oro is about a girl named Hinoka Hoku that goes to a school that specializes in music, the Saiso Academy. One day she's running late to school and she notices a tiny fairy. His name is Lily, and he was really excited that Hino could see him because no one else could see him, and he was trying for years for someone to see him, but it didn't work. The next day, the school announced the participants for the music competition the school holds. Hino's name was on that list. The problem was she didn't know how to play an instrument. So she goes to Lily and tells him. Lily gives her a magical violin, which can be played by anyone. The violin, Hino thinks about the piece she wants to play on the violin, and the violin does the work. So Hino enters the competition, and she's forced to deal with the prejudice from the students. Also, the school is divided into two parts, the general education department and the music department. The music department is the higher group, the smarter people, let's say that. And the general department is the average, you know. And the music looked down on the general, so yeah. That's why. Okay, so the anime has two seasons. The first season is La Cuerda de Oro Primero Paso, and the second season is La Cuerda de Oro Segundo Paso. The first season has 25 episodes with a special included at the end. The second season holds two episodes, which is more like a special. Second season opening theme is Brand New Breeze by Canyon. Ending theme is Creciendo by Stella Quintins. The second season only has an ending theme song, The Score in the Blue by Stella Quintins. Okay, now on to the characters. Kahoku Hino, voiced by Reiko Tagi. She's a second year student. Her class is 2-2. Her birthday is February 27th. And her age is 17. Hino's the main female character. Her personality is warm and friendly and very honest and straightforward. And she shows that by playing it, by the expression she plays through the violin. Hino never played an instrument, as I mentioned before. When she starts playing with the violin, she begins to like it. She begins to love music. Okay. Next character is Rotari Skishiura, voiced by Kentaro Ito. He's a second-year student. His class is 2-5, and he's 17 years old. His birthday is July 27th. I mean, sorry, 25th. He and Hino met after he ran into her, nearly knocking her down the stairs, but he caught her just in time before she went rolling. Their friendship grows, and she confesses to him that she doesn't know nothing of how to play the violin. Roy is a gifted pianist, but stops playing in public because of the judges discriminating against younger contestants. He's the star of the soccer team, and he starts playing again because he's also in the music competition the school holds. Okay. Lensuke Mori, voiced by Kisho Taniyama. He's a second-year student, and he's in class 2A. He's in the music department. He's age 17. His birthday is April 24. Len is a quiet and is cold towards everyone and even his own parents. Later on in the anime, he warms up to Hino and shows her how to hold and play the violin properly. Len didn't really think that you could enjoy music while playing it. He played the violin well. The problem was that he really didn't put much feeling into it. And after spending time with Hino, he began to enjoy music, slowly. Okay. Next character is Kazuki Hihara. Voiced by Masakazu Motara. He's a third-year student. He's in class 3B, age 18, birthday December 12. Kizuka is an outgoing and extremely friendly to everyone. In middle school, he used to be in the track team, but he got out to play the trumpet. And in middle school, he was in the band. He became interested in the trumpet when he heard a female senior play it at the rooftop at lunchtime. So, later on from that day, he began eating his lunch there, and that's how he became interested in the trumpet, and he played it. He fell in love with it, and he's also a member of the orchestra club in the Saiso Academy. Azuma Yunaki, voiced by Daisuke Kishiya. He's a third-year student, class 3B, age 18, birthday June 18. Azuma seems to be a very considerate and kind person to everyone, and he's considered the prince in the school. Every school has a prince. Because of his grades and his good looks and his charming personality, he's from a well-brought family of traditional Kado background. Azuma is the youngest of three brothers, and he's forbidden to outshine his older brothers. Really, he wanted to play the piano, but since his two older brothers already play the piano, they wanted him to play the flute, so he's forcibly playing the flute. And because of this, he became angry, and being very cold, harsh, and he hid that personality until he showed it to Hino later on in the anime. Okay, next person is Shoku Fuyumi. She's voiced by Akami Sato. She's a first year student. She's class 1B, age 16, birthday November 3. Shoku is a very shy girl and is very hesitant and easily intimidated. Fuyumi comes from a wealthy family, and she looks up to Hino as her role model and wants to be just like her. She plays the clarinet. Okay. Last but not least, Kaichi Shimizu, voiced by none other than Jun Fukuyama. Okay, he's a first-year student. He's in class 1A, age 16, birthday August 26. Shimizu is the youngest male competitor. He likes to do things at his own pace. Shimizu is very drowsy at times and seems to be confused or in a daze. He speaks slowly and politely in a quiet voice and can be found sleeping anywhere at any time. And that's how Hino met Shimizu. Shimizu was sleeping on the grass. She tripped over him and she got scared, but that's how they met. And so anyways, as of him being sleepy and drowsy and having some face, they named him Sleeping Beauty. His life seems to revolve around music. He told Hino that he goes to school, plays the cello, sleeps, of course. Does a lot of sleeping, though. And goes with his family to music museum, I think. Yeah, other than eating. Yeah, so. Hino commented on his smile. She said, when he smiles, he looks like an angel, which he really does. Shimizu plays the cello. Okay. So that's all the characters. Now, I'm going to put the first opening theme of La Corda de Oro, and sorry, I'm just, it's taking a while here. Yeah, taking a while. Okay, here we go. Hope you enjoy it. Oh my god, are you serious? Sorry. It's like... Okay, here we go. This time it's for real.
Oh,
Okay. If you would like to download this song, you could go to gendu.com, and you have to make an account before downloading. It's absolutely free, so that's great. And that's it. I hope this didn't bore you and you liked it. Please send in requests for an anime you would like to be reviewed. And that's it. Thanks for listening, and bye.